badges left.
我们还有不少这样的勋章留给你们的哦。
So, if any of your children have not yet read the Bible,
如果你们的孩子还一本圣经没有读完的话，我们一等着。
Encourage them because these badges could become priceless.
这些勋章真的是无价之宝来着。
You can't buy it in the shop.
不是你们能够在商店里头自己买到的。
Suzanne managed to persuade one company to specifically draw and design.
十三师母是专门跟这种设计的徽章的那公司来联系，专门设计给我们的。
Not a Christian, she was really happy to do it.
那些设计的人，他们都不是基督徒，他们都非常愿意来帮助我们来设计这个徽章。
And gave us a good price.
那还给我们了一个很好的价钱。
And so treasure that.
所以要我们好好保护，
Amen.
珍惜哦。
Right, last week we were talking about God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
孩子们可以去主日学了。Sunday school children, you can go.
Last week we were talking about God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
上一周我们讲到神的意念不是我们的意念。
But as a Christian, sometimes we could be blind and deaf to what God is doing.
但是有的时候作为基督徒，我们对神的事情是眼瞎的，不知道神，看不到神。
When we read the Bible, we can't really see what God is trying to say to us.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们也看不明白神要对我们说什么。
And when even though we're Christian, we could actually be deaf and blind to God's way of working in our lives.
所以就算我们是基督徒，我们可能会对神的意念和道路是完全眼瞎和耳聋的。
One of the reasons is that I find it from experience is because one of the most biggest problems is unforgiveness.
那我觉得有一个很大的阻拦让我们瞎眼的，可能也就是心中的不饶恕。
I've never seen someone who's unforgiving actually progress very far with God.
我从来没见过一个就是心里面有很多不饶恕和苦读的人，他在他的人生道路走得很通畅的。
Amen. And that's why we need to forgive.
所以我们是需要成为一个饶恕的人。
Because it's for our benefit, not for your enemy.
这是为了我们自己的益处，而不是为了对方的益处。
Because if you don't forgive, you're going to poison your own soul.
如果你自己都不宽恕的话，其实你毒害的是自己的魂。
But the other reason what I find that why people's lives don't progress is what the Bible calls pride.
那还有一种原因呢，就是很多人他们的生命一直都不成长，是因为骄傲。
骄傲 is like the ugly twin ugly sister of unforgiveness.
所以这个不宽恕和骄傲这两个是双胞胎啊，都不怎么样。
And you know, pride is a problem, especially for us as Chinese people.
那骄傲在中国的文化里面呢，好像更加演得更盛一些。
Because for us, 面子，
因为中国人特别讲面子嘛。
Amen. And we teach this for our generations.
所以我们就是一代接一代的传下来哈，都好一下面子。
And so pride becomes a real issue in our culture.
所以这个骄傲呢，就成了中国人的所谓的脸面呢，特别的被文化影响。
But it's also true to all other cultures.
当然，其他的文化也受之影响。
And so, the older you get, the more face you want.
那你又年纪越大呢，你就更要脸面。
And none of us want to be humiliated.
那人呢，都不愿意自己好像被人侮辱啊、羞辱这样。
Amen. And we find that also as an issue in young people.
所以我们发现年轻人也有这个问题哦。
A lot of the issues actually is to do with pride.
很多时候都是因为骄傲引起的。
Amen. But we get it confused with all kinds of emotions and all kinds of cultural issues.
有时候我们没有识破它呢，因为有可能有自己的一些情绪在里面呐，或者是文化的影响，自己没有识破有骄傲事情。
And the antidote of pride is humility.
那要给一个解药给骄傲呢，那就是要谦卑了。
Humility is not inferiority.
那谦卑不是说你的地位低哦。
It is not low self-esteem.
不是说要把你的地位压低了
才叫
谦卑哦。It is
not being shy.
也不是说你害羞就还叫
谦卑。It is not having a poor self-image.
也不是说你比较自卑，所以你就是所谓的一个谦卑人。
That is not humility.
那谦卑和自卑和那些词都不一样的。
That's damage that needs to be healed.
那我们要说到是自卑，那是里头的受了伤害、啊、需要得医治。
Inferiority has to do with identity, who you are.
那在神学里面，我们就是说，你要认识你在主里到底是谁。
Being confident about yourself.
要认得自己的身份以后，才会自信起来。
Humility is not where you are completely broken as a person.
谦卑也不是说你就整个人被神弄得粉碎。
So, just because someone is really quiet and don't talk to people, they're not being humble. They're just feeling inferior.
那有一种假象呢，有的人比较安静啊，比较不爱社交啊，有的人就会说啊，他好谦卑，其实不是谦卑，他只是比较害羞，不太愿意讲话而已。
And the danger is, when we, before we become a Christian, we...God lifts us up out of that inferiority. He heals us. What is our response?
那当我们成为基督徒，神想把我们从这种自卑的低谷中间拉出来的时候，你会怎么样回应主呢？
Sometimes our response is we become prideful.
有时候我们的回应就进入了一个反效果，突然变得很骄傲了。
You know, humility is actually a blessing.
其实谦卑是一个大的祝福。
I believe it is actually key to having a successful life.
我相信谦卑就是一个人成功的一个关键。
You know, even in the world when you do business.
那就算在世界上你在做从商。
Everybody admires a rich person.
很多人都很羡慕那种很富有的人。
They admire a successful business.
很羡慕那种成功的商人、生意人。
But would we could do the same if we can do what that successful person did right at the beginning.
但是你要想要这么成功的话，你要去了解一下这些生意人最开始起家的时候是什么样的光景。
You know, to start a business, you have to be really humble.
这些生意人刚刚起家的时候是需要非常谦卑的。
When people slam their door on your face.
有人把门就直接关到你的脸上的。
When you try and sell a product.
在你去跟人家卖东西的时候
，Everything you do in the beginning, no one wants to know you.
你刚开始想做的事情，没有一个人愿意认识你。
Even the bank manager won't lend you any money.
连你的经理都不会借你钱的。
Every business starts very, very humble.
每一个生意人对最开始起家的时候都非常谦卑。
It is going through that humiliation, eventually the success comes.
是慢慢的在这种谦卑当中。建立起来了成功。
You see, we all admire the success.
所以我们只是眼睛羡慕人家的成功。
But we don't want to know about the humiliation.
但是我们却没有知道他们之前白手起家的那些经历。
And that's why in the Christianity is the same.
所以在基督教里面也是如此。
In order for us to obtain the things of God,
当我们想要从神那里得到什么时，
there is a period of humility.
有一段谦卑的时间。
We have to realize that we are nothing.
我们需要来意识到，我们真的什么都不是。
And that we need God.
我们需要神。
Amen. And knowing that is a real blessing.
那知道这件事情就已经是个很大的祝福
了。Because if we can humble ourselves, we bring God onto our side.
如果我们能够谦卑的话，我们就可以让神站我们这边了。
Amen. Think about some of the prayers that we pray.
那想想我们平时的祷告。
Oh God, do this and do that.
主啊，为我做这个，做那个。
What you're asking is, God, help me to restore my lens.
其实你跟神说的，主啊，你要给我脸面哦，给我脸哦。
Help me to restore my pride. It's basically what you're saying.
你其实是在跟神说，你让我的这个骄傲，这个脸面保得住哦。
But sometimes for you to do great things, we have to go through humiliation.
但是你要想做更高的事情的话，你必须走到最低处，谦卑
的经历。You look at every successful person in the Bible, they always had their humble beginnings.
你来看看圣经里每一个成功之人，他们刚开始都有一个谦卑的经历。
Joseph had to be in jail.
约瑟需要被打到监里去。
Moses had to spend his time in the wilderness looking after sheep.
摩西要在旷野里面照顾羊群。
Now, a shepherd in those days is the same as someone who empties the dustbin for you, the dustbin man.
那个年代的牧羊人就跟今天我们说的倒垃圾的人基本上是一个身份地位。
Imagine God's plan for Moses is become a dustbin man, empty dustbin for 40 years, then I will make you great.
你可以想象吗？神对摩西说：“我要你去当收垃圾的人，做40年，然后我让你成功。”
Every great chef have to go into the kitchen and get kicked around, sworn at before he becomes a chef.
每一个成功的厨师，他们都在厨房里面被别人骂呀，被别人踢呀，最后才成功的。
But today the world view is.No, we have to be very gentle. They have rights.
那今天呢，我们这个世界开始说了，不管什么地位的人，他们都会有他们的权利，我们要尊重他哟。
And when that happens, you bear a nation of proud, powerful people who don't know what's it like to work hard to be humble.
那这样的问题就在乎那些还在比较地位低的时候，他们已经开始了有骄傲，就没有经历过这种谦卑的过程。
If you can be humble, then there is no barriers.
如果你能够经历到这个谦卑，你以后就真的没界限了。
Amen. Nothing is too embarrassing.
没有什么叫你觉得是更尴尬的事情了。
Hallelujah. And that will help us to preach the gospel.
这也会帮助我们能够成为传福音的对象。
Preaching the gospel, you need to be humble.
你要去能够给人传福音，你自己就首
先是个谦卑人。For people to say, 哎呀，不要讲我耶稣。
因为有人就会跟你把你拒绝掉嘛，说哎呀，你不要跟我讲耶稣。
Throw the leaflet back at you.
然后他就会把你给的传单直接扔回到你的脸上。
I tell you.We have to humble ourselves in order to preach the gospel.
我们先要有谦卑的心，才会有勇气去传福音的。
Because Jesus said, in order to serve others, you have to wash their feet.
因为耶稣说，你要是要侍奉别人，你要先为人洗脚。
But in this world, we want other people to wash our feet.
那在这个世界，我们经常希望别人来给我们洗脚。
And the danger of pride is that we begin to realize that our success is ours, not God's.
那我们的骄傲的危险就是当我们成功时我们自认为那个成功是属于我们自己的不是神的
That's why a pastor when you might begin with a very small church and when the church grows the pastor will think it's me
比如说一个牧师刚开始呢有个好小好小的教会最后教会很庞大他自认为是我做成的
I'm anointed
是我的恩膏造成这么好成功的
Amen So We have to be careful that we are not like the people of the world.
所以我们要不要效法这个世界，像世上的人。
I remember years ago when I worked for one company.
我记得以前我给一个公司打工的时候。
Really, this particular boss, he really had nothing, and he built this multi-million-pound company.
那这个老板呢，从开始的一无所有，变成了最后的百万公司。
And I remember him one day standing there like this.
我记得有一天他很骄傲地站在我们的面前
And then he shouted in the company I am God
然后他就对他的所有的公司成员说我就是那个神
I looked at him and said You are asking for trouble
我就看着他说我说糟糕了你不是自找苦吃吗
And indeed disaster then struck him
然后确实是后面就有灾难临到他
So that he lost his health
他最后失去了他所有的健康。
And a few years later, he's even lost his company.
几年以后，他连他的公司也没了。
Amen. This is a danger.
这是危
险。Today we are being blessed with God's mercy.
今天我们是在神的恩典之中，还可以这样祝福到。
But when you start being foolish and pronounce that you are God,
当你有一天变得很愚蠢，自认为自己可以跟神相比
，Even the devil thinks you're too much.
连魔鬼都看不顺你眼了。
Even the devil thinks you're a bit too arrogant.
连魔鬼都说你怎么比我还骄傲呢
？Amen. Because only the devil will say something like that.
因为只有这种话，只有魔鬼说得出口。
That's why we have to be very careful of lifting ourselves up.
所以我们要是要高举自己的话，这件事情要特别小心。
Because God does not share His glory with anyone.
因为神不会把他的荣耀跟人去分享的。
Amen.Because he knows if he does that, it will make you proud.
他知道，如果他把他的荣耀给你一点点去分享，你就会开始变成非
常骄傲的人。Where do you think sin come from?
你猜猜那些罪是从哪来的
？When the devil became proud,
当魔鬼
sin entered his heart.
当魔鬼开始骄傲时，罪就进到他心里了。
Pride was the door for sin.
骄傲就是犯罪开的门。
How much more if we begin to nurture a prideful heart?
所以我们要怎么，我们还这样去滋养我们的那种骄傲，那不更糟糕吗？
We're inviting trouble.
那我们真的是自找苦吃。
But if we can live our life being humble,
如果我们用谦卑的方式来过活，
giving God the glory,
每次都把荣耀给神。
Remember, it is not inferiority.
我们不是说你谦卑就是地位低哦。
It's not being a pushover, being bullied by people.
也不是说让你被人欺负啊，别人都看不起哦。
Humility is when you are strong and yet you do not display that.
谦卑是其实你里面是很有确据
和自信的。You're not showing off.
但是你却不去炫耀它，也不去彰显它。
Amen.You're not showing off.
你不去彰显和故意炫耀，
不显摆。You're not showing off that you are talented. You're not showing off that you are rich.
你不去显摆你有钱，或者是你有多有才干。
Amen. But you're being humble.
然后你还是一个谦卑的人。
Think about the Holy Spirit, right? He's the most powerful being.
看看，想想圣灵，他是最有能力的。
And yet, he's the most gentle.
但是他是最温柔的。
Amen. And we see an example in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 6.
我们在腓立比书二章五到六节可以看到一个例子。
The example of Jesus.
看看耶稣基督的例子。
And he says here, have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神同等。
And then in verse 7 he said, but emptied himself,by taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of man and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
第七节，他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就谦卑自己，存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
Now here I want to take a bit of time to explain a doctrine here that some modern churches now are getting wrong.
那我想花点时间呢，说现在很多教会的一个误解，他们可能在这一点上是有误会的。
Even the Jehovah Witness use these verse to prove that Jesus was not God.
连耶和华的见证人竟然都用这个经文去向其他人证明耶稣不是神。
I remember last year or the year before, a Jehovah's Witness approached me, and I said, "I believe in Jesus is God, fully God."
几年前呢，耶和华的见证人他就接触到我，然后我就跟他说，我是相信耶稣是主的，是神的。
And then he opened the Bible and pointed to Philippians chapter 2 and these verses.
然后他就打开了圣经给我看，指向了腓立比书二章。
He said, "Your Jesus." Emptied himself.
然后他就会说，你的耶稣他是反倒虚己。
Emptied himself of being God.
让他虚己，就自己不愿意去当神哦。
That he became only man.
所以他选择是当人的。
As part of his humbling himself.
这就是他谦卑啊，因为他当人。
So therefore, he is not equal to God the Father.
所以他跟神是不平等的，不同等的，不能跟他们相比的。
Now, that.Is what some churches believe.
那真的有很多教会也就开始相信了这个。
That Jesus became man.
他们相信耶稣变成了人。
That what he did, he emptied himself of God.
然后他自己故意的想要倒空自己没有神性的那面。
He lay aside himself his divinity.
他把他的那个神性放到了一边。
Have you heard of that?
你们听过这个吗？
And that he became just purely man, although he remained God.But he laid aside being God, so he lived just as a man.
他选择就以人性来过活，把自己的神性明明有，却放到了一边，不去使用。
And that he relied on the Holy Spirit.
他完全就像一个人该怎么活一样，靠着圣灵来活。
As an example for us.
为的就是给你我一个活出来的榜样。
That sounds right.
听着好像很对。
But he's 100% wrong.
但是这个人说错了。
Jesus was always God.
耶稣一直都是神。
That's why I said to the Jehovah's Witness, no, he was always God.
然后我对那个耶和华见证人说，不，他一直都是神。
When he humbled himself, he's still God.
当他谦卑自己，他仍然有神的身份。
And Jesus can never change.
耶稣永远都不会变的。
Of being God.
他不会，他本来就是神，这个事情是改变不了的。
I said, sir, what happened to him is that he took on.The human nature, as well as still being God.
我在跟他说，他既有神性，也有人性。虽然穿着那个人性，但是神性仍然在。
So Jesus was 100% God and 100% man.
所以耶稣既是100%的人，也是100%的神。
Fully God and fully man.
完全的神，完全的人。
All at the same time.
同时发生的。
When he was a baby.
在他还是婴孩的时候。
Till the day he hung on the cross, he was God and man at the same time.
从婴孩到他最后死去的时候，他一直都是完全的人，完全的神。
He could do miracles, signs and wonders without the Holy Spirit.
他完全可以没有借着圣灵，也照样可以神。
Because he's God.
因为他本就是神。
He doesn't need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't need the Holy Spirit to come upon him to do signs and wonders.
他根本就不需要受圣灵的洗，或者让圣灵临到他身上来做神迹这件事。
Because he's God.
因为他本身就是神。
Amen. When he was a baby in nappies, he's still holding the universe in his hands as Jesus.
就算他当时还是一个婴孩，还穿着尿裤呢，那时候的他也照样可以把宇宙抓在他的手里。
Now how he does that, I don't know.
他是怎么做的呢？我就不知道了。
But he's still God.
但是他一直都是神。
What this verse means is this.
所以这个经文的意思是
，Although he is God,
虽然他是神
，He laid aside his majesty.
他选择不去使用他王的那个身份。
He humbled himself.
他为了他谦卑了下来。
It's like a rich man wear poor clothes.
就像是一个很富有的人故意穿得很贫穷的样子。
He is still rich.
他其实还是那个富有的人。
He still got a lot of money in his bank. He's not changed.
他银行里面还是很多钱的，他又没有变。
But he chose to live as a poor man, not use his money.
但是他选择一个穷人的生活方式，故意不用他银行里那些钱。
In order to be one of us，
为了和我们一样能够相处。
Amen? That is the correct understanding of this verse。
这个才是这个经文的真实意思。
Jesus never stopped being God。
神并没有不成为耶稣并没有不成为神。
Amen。And that is why the Pentecostal and Charismatic believes that Jesus totally depend on the Holy Spirit。It is not the correct way of understanding it.
那灵恩派的教会就会说，那耶稣呢，一直都是靠着圣灵而活的，全靠圣灵才可以做出那么多神迹的。
What happens? He chose to depend on the Holy Spirit.
并不是耶稣没有能力自己做，而是他故意选择以这样的方式活给我们看。
Jesus said, "I lay down my life. I lay it down."
耶稣说，我选择舍下我的生命。
It's up to him.
是耶稣自己要舍的生命。
That's why when you look at the Bible, sometimes you wonder, is he performing the miracle as God or is he performing the miracle through the Holy Spirit?
所以有的时候你当你看耶稣行神迹的时候，你在想，他是以一个神的身份在行神迹呢，还是以一个人的身份借着圣灵在行神迹呢？
That's why the charismatics and Pentecostal realize there are certain miracles we can't do.
所以灵恩派的人就发现有一些神迹是我们这些人做不了的。
Because we're not God.
因为我们不是神。
It's not part of the gifts.
是不是我们在人能够得到的一种
恩赐。Because there are certain, in the book of John, the gospel of John will show you, a lot of the miracles that Jesus, some of the miracles that Jesus did was to show that he is God.
那在约翰福音里面有特别强调耶稣做的一些神迹就是为了去彰显他是神这个荣耀。
And the reason why we don't do it because we are not God.
我们之所以做不出这样的事情来是因为我们就不是神。
The miracles that we do will show the power of God upon us.
那我们能使的那些神迹呢只是为了彰显神的能力在我们身上。
So what you saw in Jesus' life is the power of the Holy Spirit upon him.
那我们所以耶稣所彰显给我们看的让我们觉得是圣灵的能力在他身上。
Because he lay aside his majesty, he chose to depend on the Holy Spirit.
因为他特意故意放下了王的身份就是想故意来依靠圣灵来行事。
Just like he chose to live as a man.
就好像他自己选择要去当一个人的样子。
Chose to be a baby.
他选择要当一个婴儿。
Chose to grow up.
他选择像一个婴儿一样慢慢成长。选择他也要像人一样能吃。
Chose to suffer.
选择像人一样的会受苦。
So that he can be one of us.
所以他会跟我们一样。
But he is always God.
但他一直都是神。
Hallelujah. He has to be God.
他必须成为神。
The one hanging on the cross has to be God.
那个在十字架上为我们死的就是神。
And that's the mystery of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的奇妙所在。
That's why no theologians can actually explain this arrangement between Him being fully God and fully man.
所以神学家不管怎么研究，他都不能想象怎么有可能有一个人既是神又是人呢？
That's why Jesus is an example for us.
耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And yet we have to revere him as God.
但是我们却仍然要以神的方式去看待他。
Try read the book of the Gospel of John and say, is he doing this as God or is he doing this?In the power of the Holy Spirit.
你自己在读约翰福音的时候，常常来问问自己这个问题：他到底是以神的身份在做呢，还是以人的身份借着圣灵在做呢？
Because that's the whole point of the Gospel of John.
因为这个就是约翰福音的一个给你的目的。
He's trying to tell you that he is God.
他就是想告诉你耶稣是神啊。
Hallelujah. And when you read the Bible that way, you love Jesus even more.
所以当你用这样的眼光来读圣经的话，你越读就越爱耶稣。
And so what Philippians is explaining is that Jesus laid aside his majesty, his privileges.
所以腓立比这个作者是想说，耶稣把他的王位故意放到一边不理了。
He let people beat him.
他允许别人来打他。
He let people humiliate him.
他允许别人来羞辱他。
And all he needed to do is that.
他其实就是动一动指头的事情就可以搞定人家。
Just flick his finger.
就动一动指头而已。
And everybody will be destroyed.
其实动一动指头，这些人就已经被消灭了。
But he holds that back.
但是耶稣特意收着他这些能力。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Isn't it amazing?
是不是很奇妙？
Jesus decided to.Be like us.
耶稣想要成为我们中间的样式。
And that's what we call humiliation.
这是为什么我们说他是谦卑的。
This is why this is actually describing him laying aside his majesty.
所以耶稣把他的王位摆到一边。
His privileges.
把他的特权也摆到一边。
In order to be us.
为了就是和我们一样。
To live like us.
为了像我们这种人一样的活着。
And we call that Christ's humiliation.
我们就叫这个为基督的谦卑。
If you want to know what Christ's humility is, that's the humility.
如果你想知道这个概念，什么叫做基督的谦卑，就是我
们说的这个。Imagine you living as your cat.
你可以想象你自己装成是你的猫的那个方式
but you're still
活着
human, but
为了跟你的猫在一起吗
you try and live as your cat.
你想像一个猫一样的活着
you eat
为了成为、
like、your cat.
你想像猫一样的吃
You do everything your cat does.
你做你的猫所做的事情。
And that's Christ.
这个就是我们的基督所做的。
Isn't that the love of God?
是不是能感受到神的爱
Until we understand what Jesus has to go through, we don't understand really how much he loves us.
如果你不能去想象耶稣基督是怎么谦卑的过活的，你就不知道耶稣到底有多么爱你们。
The Bible says he humbled himself that he hung on the cross. You know, when he hung on the cross,It is not like those paintings that you see in the gallery.
当耶稣谦卑自己，愿意被挂在十字架上的时候，不是你们看到油画中的那种样子哦。
You know, his body was totally torn.
他的身体已经被完全的鞭打的，肉都碎了。
He's covered in blood.
满身的血。
Amen. And guess what? In the gallery, they put a little cloth over him, yeah?
在我们看到的画廊里面，他好像还有一个布来挡着他的那个隐私部位哦。
But in the Romans, that's nothing.
其实你要真到罗马去了解他们的刑罚，他们是全裸挂在十字架上。
Jesus was totally naked.
他是全裸。
They saw everything.
他们看到他的全裸。
When we are totally naked,
一个全裸的人。
If you don't believe me, try and do it when you go outside.
你试试
If you have nothing to wear,
你试试全裸走出这个街上看看
and you're walking around the streets,
你去全裸走在这大街上看看
that is humiliation,
这是很大的羞辱
and that's what they did to Jesus.
这就是罗马士兵对耶稣所做
的 when they saw the Savior hung on the cross, he had nothing on.
他们看到十字架的那位救主是身上没有一件衣服的
and that's how I translate the verse saying, when Jesus said,That the world has nothing in me, and I have nothing of the earth.
所以当时耶稣才说，这个世界从我这里得不着什么，我也不从这个世上得什么。
Not even an underpants.
就连短裤都不会从这个世上得到。
When Jesus died,
所以
he had possessed zero of this world, not even an underpants.
当耶稣死去的时候，他没有从这个世界上拿走任何一样，包括连个短裤都没有拿上。内裤。
When the enemy wants to humiliate Jesus,
所以当敌人想去羞辱我们的主耶稣时
he actually did God a favor.
他其实帮了神一个忙。
Hallelujah. That's why Jesus loves us so much.
所以耶稣是这么的爱我们。
And guess what? When he went through his humiliation,
当耶稣走了他谦卑这一程以后
that's when God can exalt him.
这是神亲自来高举他了。
When we go through our humiliation,When we become humble,
当我们也变成一个谦卑之人时
that's how God can lift us up.
神就会来高举我们
That's why humility is a blessing.
所以谦卑是一个祝福
Verse 9 says, Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above all every name.
所以第九节说，所以神把他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
Hallelujah. That's Jesus.
是我们的主耶稣。
Galatians 6, verse 3 says, if anyone thinks that he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
加拉太书六章三节说，人若没有什么了不起，还自以为了不起的，就是自欺。
So right for us, isn't it?
对我们真的很说话。
When we are nothing, we think 我们了不起。
当我们其实没什么了不起，但是我们还自己觉得自己挺了不起。
I tell you, it doesn't take much for people to think of 我了不起。
真的，有的人自以为了不起，都不用真的做什么大事，一点点小事就很自豪
了。And that is the danger for us as Christians.
所以这也是基督徒的一个危险的地方。
When God rescues us,
当神来拯救我们
，and He cleans us up,
他把我们洁净了
，and He gives us a good job,
然后给我们一个好的工作
，a good life,
给我们一个好的生活。
Remember, that's God's grace.
要记得这是神给的恩典。
But if we start thinking,我了不起。
如果你开始觉得自己挺了不起的
，It's all to do with me，
都是因为我才有这么好的成就的。
Amen. And that is that. Then there is a danger.
这里就很危险。
There's a danger.
很危险的。
And that is why we need to realize that humility leads to God's exaltation.
所以我们知道，谦卑才会让神最后来高举。
Pride.Will deceive us.
骄傲反倒会让我们自欺。
We will think of ourselves as somebody that we are not.
让我们自以为自己了不起，其实什么都不是。
Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11 to 12 says, "Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope."For a fool than for him.
箴言二十六章十一到十二节，愚昧人重复做愚昧之事，就如狗转过来吃自己所吐的。你看见自以为有智慧的人吗？愚昧人比他更有指望。
A proud person never learns.
一个骄傲的人总是学不到新的东西。
They become foolish.
他们就变得很愚昧。
Blind.
很瞎眼，很耳聋。
And not only that, they become someone who doesn't learn anything.
特别是他的头脑里面，他不知道反思，也学不到新的东西。
So verse 11 says it's like a dog that keeps going back to the vomit.
所以箴言里面的对说的就是他就像狗一样的返回来吃自己吐的东西。
If you keep doing the same thing,
如果你不停的回去做同样的愚昧的事
，verse 11 could be you.
那十一节就是对你我的
写照了。It's certainly me in a lot of times.
那对我来说，我就能看到我的影子。
If I'm not learning, then I must be something.Then I must be doing something wrong. And it's usually to do with you're too proud.
如果我没有反思，没有学习的话，那我肯定需要来看看是不是自己挺骄傲的。
Amen.
Amen.
But he's so the Bible the proverb says.
所以箴言说
，You see, when a man sees in his own eyes that he's wise, he said, "There is more hope in a fool."
十二节说：“你看见那些自以为有智慧的人吗？连愚昧人都比他更有指望。”
In Chinese, 冇药可以医到你噶。
他说：“真的是
冇得救啊！你
说你是无药可治的，真是没药可救了。”
There's nothing, you know, when you become like that, there is no medicine, there's nothing that can help you.
要是真的能够骄傲，甚至愚昧到这个地步，真的是无药可救啊。
I know that we can all think of somebody.
那我相信你们的头脑里肯定会想到别人。
But make sure it's not you.
你确定你自己不在这个画面里
就好。In our life, we met people like that.
我们的生命中，你可能会觉得你见过很多这样的人。
Where we give up on them.
我们都已经对他们要放弃了。
Because they just can't see.
我们就会说，你怎么这么瞎眼呢？
They're just too proud.
你怎么这么骄傲呢？
And sometimes you may not think you're proud, but you are. That's why you're blind.
很多时候其实你是光说人家你又不觉得自己有骄傲其实你也一样
为什么我要饶恕他、啊、
我为什么要这样饶恕人家呀
Because God says so But I don't want to
因为神说的但是我不要饶恕
What is that?
这种是什么
What is that?
刚才那个表现是什么？
You're lifting yourself up higher than the word of God.
你把你自己高举过神的话语了。
And that's why you humble ourselves.
所以这个时候需要我们来谦卑。
Lord, if your word says so,
如果你的话，
I will do it.
你的话是这么说，我就要这么做。
Amen.And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when we lower ourselves,
当我们把自己放低时，
lower our pride,
当我们把我们的骄傲踩到脚下时，
say, Lord, your word says so.
说主啊，就按你的话成就。
Come,
就这样吧。
And God will act.
神马上会做事。
When you are humble, God will lift you up.
当你谦卑的时候，神就会高举你。
In the Proverbs chapter 11 verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then disgrace."But with the humble is wisdom.
箴言的十一章第二节说，骄傲来，羞耻也来，谦逊人却有智慧。
How many of you have seen people when they're so powerful, then the Bible says, then sooner or later, disgrace comes along.
你有没有见到有的人很骄傲的时候，你就会看着那种羞耻就会跟着来。
He said, but he says, the humble though,
但他说这些谦卑的人却是智慧的。
You know, pride brings foolishness. Humility brings wisdom.
所以骄傲带出来的是愚昧，谦卑的人带出来的是智慧。
Chapter 29, verse 23 says, One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor.
箴言二十九章二十三节说：“人的高傲使自己蒙羞，心里谦逊的必得尊荣。”
So these two verses warn us: if you live a life that is prideful, that's the result. You become foolish.
所以这个箴言在提醒我们：如果我们以骄傲的心来过活的话，我们真的是愚昧的。
It will eventually bring you low.
最后都会让我们自己蒙羞的。
Amen. Amen. And so.The Bible already warns us. It already warns us about being not prideful.
所以圣经一直在提醒我们不要骄傲。
So having seen these verses, we begin to say, okay, what else?
所以看完这些经文以后，我们在想，那下一步怎么样呢？
And here comes the most important one.
那现在就要看一个最重要的。
How many of us come to a point in our lives things are stuck?
那有没有人到了生命中的一个关键觉得卡住了。
God doesn't seem to be hearing us.
觉得哎，神好像听不见我的祷告的。
He seems to resist us.
好像神在拒绝我。
Amen. And you've forgiven everybody.
你说我已经饶恕了所有的人啦。
But still there's something not right.
但是怎么还是有卡点，还是不对呢？
Well, in James chapter 4, which is also repeated in 1 Peter chapter 5, but we're going to read.In James chapter 4.
那雅各书第四章呢，其实彼得前书也是第五章有讲到类似的东西。
Verse 6 says here, but he gives grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble.
雅各书四章六节说，但是他赐更多的恩典，正如经上说，神抵挡骄傲的人，但赐恩给谦卑的人。
Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
所以要顺服神，要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必逃避你。
So here it says, if you are proud, God will resist you.
这里面说了，如果我们骄傲，神就会抵挡我们。
God will oppose you.
会抵挡我们呢。
And who is encouraging you to be proud?
那是谁会鼓励你当一个骄傲的人呢？
Who are you learning from?
你这个骄傲的是从谁学来的？
Here it says the devil.
当然是魔鬼。
If you are trying to be proudful, then you are like the devil.
如果你是骄傲的人，那你就是魔鬼。
Because the devil is the father of pride.
因为魔鬼就是这骄傲之父。
But who is the father of the humility?
那谦卑之父是谁呢？是我们的基督。
Amen. If you're prideful, then you don't look like Jesus.
如果你有骄傲，你就一点都不像耶稣。
If you're humble, you look like him.
如果你是谦卑的，你就有耶稣的样式。
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, true humility is somebody that looks very gentle and yet very powerful.
真正的谦卑就是一些看似很温柔的人，但其实是很有力量的。
Jesus walked around Israel. He's very gentle. He's very, but you can see. He's very full of authority.
那耶稣在以色列活着的时候，他的感觉给人的感觉是很温顺的，但是他一旦行事，人就能看到他身上的权柄。
You see, because God is not resisting him.
因为神不会抵挡这样的人啊。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, the danger in our life is for God to resist us.
所以我们生命中最大的一个危险就是神亲自来抵挡。
One is when we don't forgive, he won't forgive us.
一就是当我们不饶恕，神就说我也不饶恕你。
When we are proudful, he resists us.
当我们去骄傲，神说我抵挡你。
That's why these two things remember, forgiveness and pride.
所以记住哦，这个饶恕。
So unforgiveness and pride.
不饶恕和骄傲这两件事。
Two ugly sisters.
两个丑的双胞胎姊妹。
It will cut you. It will cause a separation between you and God.
能够就这两个就足够了，可以把你和神分别开。
But if you can do these two, if you can be forgiving and if you can be humble, then nothing will stop you.
如果你是饶恕的，并且是谦卑的，那就没有什么可以阻拦你了。
God can achieve what He wants to do.
神可以在你的生命中成就他想做的事情。
And you will open the doors.
你就是在开门请神进来了。
Amen. Humility.It's so important.
所以谦卑好重要。
But none of us want to be humbled.
但是没有人愿意这样子的被所谓的谦卑啊、羞辱啊。
And that's why in our lives, sometimes God leads us through the times of wilderness.
所以在我们的生命当中，神经常就在我们不情愿的情况下把我们带入了旷野。
Every Christian will go through a time of wilderness.
所以每个基督徒的生命中间都有一个旷野的经历。
And when we're in the wilderness,
当我们在旷野之中时，
we're learning to be humble.
我们就自然的会要学谦卑这个功课。
How many of you know what I'm talking about?
有没有这样的经历的人？
When you are being humble, God knows how to make you humble.
当你不谦卑的话，那神会给你上课哟，让你谦卑的。
And he seems to have no mercy.
他让你谦卑那一会儿是手上不留情的。
Because he wants to lift you up.
因为他想要高举你最后。
Amen. God will allow us to go through a certain period of time where we go through humiliation.
神会允许我们走一段生活之路，就是要学会谦卑的。
When you're in the wilderness, you realize you're nothing.
当你在旷野中的时候，你才会真的意识到，我果然什么都不是。
You could do nothing.
我真的离了神，什么都做不了。
Even with the money you have in the bank won't be able to help you.
就连我的银行里面的钱都帮不到我。
The degrees and the PhD you got won't.Be adequate enough.
我所拿的硕士学位、博士学位都帮不到我。
All the religious knowledge that you gain is not sufficient.
所有的这些宗教主义的思想啊，包括我自己读的知识都帮不到我。
When you are in the wilderness, you realize you lack.
当你在旷野里头，你才看到自己的缺乏。
You realize how rubbish you are.
你才看到自己这么的无药可救。
How inadequate you are.
你才看到自己这么的无药可救。
And when you get to that point.
当你到那个点上的时候。
And I don't know what point that is.
我无法跟你形容的那么确切，到底是哪
？But God knows.
什么样？神知道，为你而说。
Every one of us are different.
你我的功课都不一样的。
When we have understood what that humility is,
当我们真的在那里明白了什么叫谦卑时，
something on the inside drops.
里面就会有一个你抓得很紧的东西突然放下了。
Your eyes are open.
你的眼睛突然打开了。
Your ears are open.
突然耳朵也打开了。
The burden lifts.
你的重担突然松了。
Suddenly you can see.
突然你觉得我可以看见了。
Oh Lord, that's why you did this for me.
哦，主啊，原来是这个原因，你才会这样的让我经历这些。
That's when you know you finish your period of humility.
直到那个时候，你才会知道啊，我终于
今天的功课学完了。You suddenly can understand what God has always been doing.
所以你才会突然的明白为什么我一直要神要这么对我呀，要做这样谦卑的功课。
And would you want to go through it again? No.
你还想再上第二堂谦卑课吗？不想。
But I'm telling you, as long as you are a Christian, you will go through your period of humility.
但是只要你还当基督徒，你就会知道，你时不时的都会有功课，谦卑的功课到你面前来。
Because God wants to bless you.
因为神想要祝福你。
Amen. He can only bless a humble person.
他要祝福的必须是一个谦卑之人。
Because he can't trust somebody who's proud.
因为他不能相信一个骄傲的人。
Moses had to go through 40 years of humiliation because he became the most humble person.
摩西在旷野40年学了谦卑的功课，他才变成谦卑的。
Now, in Acts it says, Moses grew up in the courts of Egypt.
在使徒行传里面说，摩西是在埃及做一个王子出生的。
And that he was trained in speech.
他其实是非常有能力，有这样的培训，可以在公共场合讲话的。
That was when he was young.
那是当他小的时候。
He had a lot to say.
他那时候很多话讲哦。
Amen. You know, when we are young, we know all the answers.
当你们还年，我们还年轻的时候，就自以为自己什么都懂。
Anybody who asks you a question, you got 10 answers.
别人一问你问题，你马上就有10个答案等着要回答。
Amen. And then when you grow older, you start listening a bit more.
然后你呢，长大了，你就开始终于学会听了。
And then when the gray hairs come out,
当你的白头发出来的时候，
you start shutting up.
你就开始学会闭嘴了。
And that's what happened to Moses 80 years later.
这就是摩西哦，八十岁的时候才。
Someone who's mighty in speech in the courts of Egypt, and yet when he was 80, God called him.To go to Pharaoh to speak.
你可以想象，摩西小时候是埃及王子，长大的时候，那个时候他可以在公堂里面随意辩论，口才特别厉害的。可是到了八十岁的时候，神叫他去跟法老说话，他都胆怯。
He said, "No, no, Lord, no."
他说不要，不要，不要。
I can't do it.
我做不了。
You need, and then God said, "Okay, Aaron will be your spokesman."
然后神没办法，就说：“哎呀，那亚伦来吧，亚伦你就帮他当嘴，
so,
就是帮他说话吧。”
What happened to this mighty man of speech?
那这个以前的那个荣耀的埃及王子去了哪里？
What happened in that 40 years?
那四十年他的身上发生了什么？
See, when he was 40, he knew that God called him to deliver Israel.
他其实在四十岁还没进入旷野的时候，他就知道神呼召了他要带以色列人出埃及。
Because he was full of talent, he was full of training, he was trained. He's got his Bible degree, he's got his 3 PhDs, everything. He was ready.
因为他那个时候很有能力，看似很聪明，他好像我们当今的人就是有很多学历、很多文凭似的。
What he did, he killed someone.
但是他就在那种光景中间竟然杀了人。
In order to deliver Israel,
竟然愚昧到以杀人的方式尝试去放以色列人出来。
No, no, that's not the way I want you to do it.
然后神说，这才不是我要的方法呢。
So what did happen? He drove him into the wilderness for 40 years.
相反的，神却把他赶回到旷野去当牧羊人40年。
And over the 40 years, he learned humility.
这四十年才是他学谦卑的时候。
To the point when the Bible says Moses.That he was the most humble servant.
所以到了最后，圣经才记载摩西说他是最谦卑的仆人。
Amen. So when you saw the old Moses,
当你看到
he was nothing like the young Moses.
当你来看一看这个老摩西的时候，你才会发现他跟年轻时候的摩西简直就是两个人。
The young Moses had a lot to say.
年轻的摩西话很多。
He had a lot of ideas.
好多好多主意和创造力。
He wanted to deliver. He wants to win the world for Christ.
他好像就像我们现在说的是要为了世界去赢得，为了基督去赢得世界。
But then God takes him 40 years in the wilderness and he sits there and says, Lord,You're wasting my life.
然后神就把他放到旷野中间，他坐在旷野里说：“主啊，你这不是浪费我四十年的大好时光吗？”
I'm telling you something about myself.
我要跟你来自荐
一下我自己。Lord, you're wasting my life.
主啊，我要自荐我自己，你这不是浪费我四十年大
好时光？ Why are you not using me, Lord?
这四十年大好时光，你竟然不用我？
Amen. Because God say, okay, you now saw 40 years what you can do.
然后他说：“你看看四十年能做什么？”
Now let me humble you.
让我来谦卑谦卑你。
Then when he was 80 years old, he came back out. Then that he saw what God can do for him.
直到等了八十岁，终于从旷野出来的时候，他才做成他在四十年前就知道神想让他做的事情。
That was the point of making him humble.
所以叫他谦卑的功课就是这四十年了。
That's why Jesus had to become humble.
所以连耶稣自己都成为了一个谦卑的人。
So that God can accomplish through him.What he wants to do.
所以神可以让他成为完全。
So that's why God wants us to be humble.
所以神想让我们也成为
谦卑的人。Because our prideful self is too clever.
因为我们的骄傲让我们自以为了不起。
We're too dependent on ourselves.
我们太靠着自己的。
We will say to God, no, this is not the way to do it.
我们还会跟神反着来说，不是这样做的。
We will become God's advisors.
我们还成了给神来出主意的人。
But when we've been for our humility.
但是当我们走过这谦卑的
功课 What happened? We begin to see ourselves.
我们终于看清自己了
Like Moses, 40 years.
四十年摩西看清自己
He had 40 years to think about it.
他花了四十年才想明白才看清楚才意识到
Not all that good really.
原来我没有那么好啊
Not all that talented.
原来我没有那么有像我想的有智慧
Not all that mighty in speech.
我没有我想的那么口才厉害哦
I am nothing.
我原来什么都不是
Now when he become that,
然后当他到了那个光景当中
That's when he saw the burning bush.
他当时就看到了那个燃烧的荆棘
Amen. What God can accomplish in our lives, we just don't know.
所以神能在你我的生命中做什么你现在不知道
One thing I do know,
但有一样我们知道
In various ways, he's working in humility in our lives.
不管用的什么方法神都在我们身上给我们谦卑的功课
And I'm number one to tell you, I don't agree with it.
我是第一个要举手告诉你的我也不赞同神的给我这样的功课、
like、
我也不喜欢这样的功课
I complain about it.
我也抱怨过这样的功课
Are you like me?
你是不是跟我一样
I told God No you got it wrong
我跟神说不不你是错的不需要这种功课的
and, But God is very patient
但是神呢就越发有耐心
He will wait and wait and wait
他就等啊等啊等
Until you run out of energy
直到你等到你真的一点力气都没有了
And then you say Lord
然后你说主啊
Help me, Lord.
帮我吧。
You realize you're nothing.
那个时候你才意识到我原来什么都不
是。And then all of a sudden,
就在那一刻
，power comes on you.
能力来到你的里面
，wisdom comes into you.
智慧来到你的里面
，life comes into your body.
生命进入你的里面。
That's why Moses, when he was 80, he was stronger and tougher.
所以虽然摩西到了八十岁，他反倒变成更加强壮的人。
When he knows he's nothing, he realizes God can do everything.
当他知道他自己不是什么的软弱的时候，他就越看到神的能力在他身上。
And that's why humbling ourselves is actually a good thing.
所以能够谦卑自己真的是个祝福。
And so James tells us in the last two verses how to do it.
所以雅各书在最后几节告诉我们怎么做
How to humble ourselves
怎么样去谦卑呢
First of all, draw near to God and he will draw near to you
第八节说要亲近神神就必亲近你们
First, draw near to God and he will draw near to you
先亲近神神就必亲近你们
Next step, cleanse your hands
第二步说要洁净你们的手
Let God cleanse you of your iniquity.
让神来洁净你的污秽
Your wrong thinking.
你的错误的思维
You sinners, and purify your heart.
心怀二意的人啊 要清心清洁你们的心
You double-minded.
你这些心怀二意的人
So three things. One, come near to God.
第一件要记得亲近神
Amen. Spend time with him.
要跟神有关系哦
Secondly,Stop doing the bad things.
第二就是要不要犯罪。
Cleanse your hands.
洗净我们的手。
Third, purify your heart.
第三说是要清净我们的心，清洁我们的心。
And when that happens,
当那发生的时候
，humility comes.
神那个谦卑的就来了。
He said, and then lastly, he says, "Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and." Your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will exalt you.
所以雅各书九章四章九到十节说，你们要愁苦，要悲哀哭泣，要将欢笑变成悲哀，欢乐变为愁闷。要在主面前谦卑，他就使你们高
兴。I really love James this one verse.
我特别喜欢雅各书的这句话。
Be wretched and mourn and weep.
神竟然对你们说，你们要愁苦，要悲哀，要哭泣。
Oh, that sounds so much like me.
哦，听着好像我自己哦。
Oh Lord, you shouldn't do it that way.
主啊，你不要按这个方法做。
I really don't like it, Lord.
不喜欢你的这种方式。
You moan and groan, you complain.
然后就抱怨，再抱怨。
And you find yourself, I'm so wretched. 怎样我这么衰啊？
然后你就开始觉得我真的好愁苦，
Why am I like this?
好 为什么我生命会是这样子？
And you begin to tell yourself off.
然后你就开始自己自责。
You begin to realize, wow, I'm not that great.
然后你开始意识到，原来我根本就没我想的那么好嘛。
I thought I was a great man of God.
我还以为我是神的仆人，很厉害。
I thought I was a great anointed person.
我以为我是蛮有恩膏的人。
But then you see your own wretchedness, your weaknesses.
我竟然看到我自己里面的丑陋和自己里面的毁坏。
And that's why he said, let your laughter turn to mourning and your joy be to gloom.
所以要将你的
Amen.
欢笑变为悲哀，欢乐变为愁苦。 Amen.
Because when you're going through the process of become humble, you realize how you dislike the person that God is trying to correct.
你一旦进入到这种谦卑的功课，学到东西的时候，你就会发现你和神一样，这么不喜欢自己的那个老我。
And at the end of the process, you start to agree with God.
所以到了最后谦卑的功课，你终于跟神达成一致，说
，God, you are right.
主啊，你是对的。
I'm not all that great.
我其实没那么好。
Amen.
Amen.
For you to admit that.
当你愿意来承认这件事情
，For me to admit that.
你说我也要承认这件事情。
It takes God.
需要神。来做事。
And then when that happens,
当这件事情发生后
James said, humble yourself.
雅各就说要在主面前谦卑。
That's what humble yourself means when you realize.
这里面说的是当你谦卑你就是意识到了。
Been through the process.
你已经意识到了我在这个功课中间已经走了这么一长段
了。What does he say there?
就会怎么样呢?
And he will exalt you.
他就会使你们高升。
And when he exalts you,
当神高升高举你时
People will see you as a humble person.
神别人认识到你是一个谦卑的人
Not when God exalts you.
不是要当神高举你时、哦、
I am the great apostle.
当神高举你时你才是这个使徒
Amen.、
哦、如果神不高举你你自己
I'm the great prophet.
你可能会自己觉得我是一个谁谁谁
That's not what that verse means.
这个完全不是这个经文的意思
When you realize you are just a servant.
如果当你真的觉得自己只是一个仆人了
I am just brother Joshua
我只是一个 Joshua 弟兄
Sister 信仰
信仰姐妹
Not some great apostle
不是一个大的一个什么使徒啊什么人的
Then I realize something
我们才意识到
Amen.
Amen
So today I hope you understood
所以今天你们希望你们能明白
That humility brings a lot of God's blessings
谦卑带来神给你的祝福
God will open doors.
神会对你开门
God will exalt us.
神会让我们高升
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Father God.
亲爱的主啊
You are good to us.
你真对我们好
I just pray, oh God, whatever we are going through today.
不管我们今天做了什么
If you're trying to teach us humility.
你今天在跟我们上一个谦卑的功课
Then we are willing, Lord.
主啊我们愿意
Willing, Lord, to allow your spirit to transform us.
我们愿意让你的灵在我们的里面来改变和转变的工作。
Father, change the way we see things.
主啊，改变我们思维的方式。
And help us to see the way you see things.
能帮我们看到你所看见的。
Thank you for your love for us.
谢谢你给我们的爱。
That you bring humility to our lives.
这样子你就会把你的谦卑带给我们。
So I ask you, God.
主啊，我们祷告。
Lift our brothers and sisters up.
高升我们的弟兄姊妹们
Strengthen every one of us,
给他们力量
that we know that in our humility,
我们知道在我们的谦卑之中
we will find the power of God,
我们会看到神的能力
the heavens is at our disposal,
我可以看到天门打开
the power of God will come upon us,
知道看到神你的能力在我们这些众人中间彰显
and we will be like Jesus,
我们会更像耶稣
that we choose to lay aside ourselves,
我们却放下自己
Every pride, every bit of glory that we have.
不管是我们的个人荣耀，还是各种骄傲，
全部放下自己。We lay aside our education, all our wealth.
主啊，我们放下我们的所谓的富有，放下我们所谓的教育文凭。
And learn from Jesus.
就从你这里学习。
That we humble ourselves.
主啊，我们谦卑自己。
And that we rely on you, Lord.
我们来完全的信靠你。
Both to live.
靠着你来活。
And to serve.
靠着你来侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, if you agree with me today,
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你今天跟我的想法一致
，Thank God for all the success and all the good things that's happened to your life.
来向神来感恩你身上中的所有的顺境和美好的一切。
But don't let that replace Jesus.
但是千万不要在那些顺境中间让它取代耶稣了。
In our own hearts, set that aside.
在我们的心里面把这些事情放下
and put Jesus first.
把耶稣放到最首位
use him as an example.
让耶稣成为我们的榜样
where we take on the humble servants.
当我们就是这样拿成为一个谦卑的仆人
To serve the Lord,
来侍奉主
to bless others,
来祝福其他人
and the Lord will continue to bless you.
主会继续的来祝福你
will exalt you,
会不停的来高举你
and he will make your success even greater.
他会让你更成功
he will give more to you.
他会让你更多更多
he will open more doors to you.
会给你开更多的门
because he trusts you.
因为他信得过你了
God trusts a humble person.
因为神信得过一个谦卑之人
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Father, I just pray, Lord, let our brothers and sisters in this church,
让我们在这个教会的弟兄姊妹们
that we will receive blessings and success,
我们会在你这得到祝福和成功
in the biblical way,
借着圣经的方式，主义的方式。
Hallelujah. We want to be like Jesus.
主啊，我们想更像耶稣。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我的感谢主。
每当我想起你，为我甘心抛弃你的尊贵荣耀，我心。
Help us, O God, to realize
主啊，来帮助我们意识到
everything that you permit in our lives
凡是你允许发生在我们生命当中的
is for our good
都是为了我们的益处
Father, you are delivering us
主啊，你在释放我们
you are healing us
你在医治我们
you are giving us breakthroughs
你在给我们突破
even though we cannot see it
就算我们自己都看不见
open our eyes
打开我们的眼睛
That we can actually see what's going on. Help us, O Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Give us a heart of humility.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
That our ears may open.
让我们的耳朵打开。
Our eyes may open.
眼睛看见。
Our hearts may see.
心也打开，对你有反应。
Our minds will have wisdom.
让我们的头脑有你的智慧。
To understand what's going on.
能够明白看明白所经历的事情。
So brothers and sisters, if you are going through something that you don't understand,
如果你们在经历一些你们自己都不明白的事情，
May the Lord give you a heart of humility.
愿主给你一个谦卑的心，
That you can understand and see what's happening.
让你能够看到也看知道发生了什么。
You will see the love of God's hand upon your life.
你们能够看到神爱的手就在你的生命当中。
Oh God, that you are giving us things that we lack.
主啊，你在给我们赐给我们我们一直在缺乏的一个东西。
Oh Lord, we want to be like Jesus.
主啊，我们想更像耶稣。
We want to be like Jesus.
我们想像耶稣。
We want to be like Him.
我们想像他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I ask you to bless every family.
主啊，你来祝福每一个家庭。
Bless everyone online.
祝福每一个在线上的朋友们。
And may your spirit touch our hearts.
让你的圣灵来祝福我们的心。
And give us the heart of humility.
给我们谦卑的心。
To be like Jesus.
能够更像耶稣。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告，请上前来。